This is JIS News. Coming up, supplementary estimates tabled, electricity power wheeling licenses to be introduced shortly, and duty council lists updated. The details after the break.
You didn't know, say, every time somebody participate in illegal gambling, they must set the country back a far away. Illegal gambling take well-needed money out of the government kitty and give them less to work with to provide things like healthcare, education, fixed roads, and even build infrastructure. Illegal gambling need for stop, and you need for help stop it. If you see illegal gambling going on anywhere, just call Crime Stop at 311 and report it. It's safe and confidential, and you could get a reward. Play your part. Help stamp out illegal gambling.
A message from the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, on Tuesday tabled the first supplementary estimates for the 2016-2017 financial year in the House of Representatives. The figure shows that the budget has been revised upwards from $579.93 billion to $592.74 billion, an increase of $12.8 billion. The estimates also reflect an increase in the recurrent housekeeping expenses from $459.37 billion to $463.52 billion, while capital development spending moved from $120.56 billion to $129.2 billion. Members of the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee, PAAC, are slated to deliberate on the supplementary estimates later today. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology will be introducing licenses for electricity power wheeling shortly. Wheeling will allow Jamaicans who generate excess electricity in one location to obtain credit from the Jamaica Public Service, JPS, which can be applied at another site. Portfolio Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says it will be useful to persons with more than one property, as they will be able to use the credit from excess electricity generated at one area to offset the bill for the other location.
You can just come into the ministry and speak to the officer who will guide you through the process of application. You fill the form, there are certain requirements that you must satisfy. There's an inspection process where your facility is inspected to ensure that it is compliant with the regulations as set out by the Electricity Act and so forth, and that it is of a certain standard.
Dr. Wheatley, who was speaking in an interview with JIS News. To obtain a license for electricity power wheeling, a person must be a registered customer of the JPS, a registered owner of the property where electricity generation is taking place, or have written permission from the owner of the property. They must also provide a certified line diagram of the proposed renewable energy system or non-renewable system, among other requirements. A new duty council list has been completed and is expected to be made available to the public in a few weeks. This list has the names of the attorneys who are mandated by the Legal Aid Council to provide representation for persons taken into police custody and who are unable to afford a lawyer. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council and Attorney at Law, Hugh Faulkner, says each parish is assigned a specific number of attorneys.
We will place the list on the Ministry of Justice website so that it is accessible, and we will be disseminating the list. In fact, we are doing the actual printing for the parish list and circulate them to the Police High Command for distribution, and we will also physically distribute them.
Mr. Faulkner says it is routine practice to update the list, noting that the last update was in 2015. Every Jamaican, regardless of their economic status or socioeconomic background, has a right to legal aid. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has endorsed this year's Sagicor Sigma corporate run as an event that promotes crucial health messages. Addressing the recent launch of the event in New Kingston, Minister Tufton said the exercise, scheduled for Sunday, February 19, focuses on preventative measures such as exercise and healthy eating, critical to decreasing the prevalence of lifestyle illnesses in Jamaica.
What this event does, it enhances our ability to manage our risk profile as it relates to health by engaging in a physical activity, enjoying that physical activity, and hopefully with the messages that are aligned to the event and to that activity, encourages some of the things that are more preventative in nature. And that's why the ministry endorses events such as this one.
Last year, the group raised $35 million from the race, in which more than 24,000 persons participated. The minister lauded this year's plan to raise $60 million. Registration for the event closes on February 17. For more information, visit sagicorjamaica.com. That was JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.